The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I have a comment. Besides Ron, Ron, I was going to say, Jay's partner, Ron, Big Fatty was the second nicest person I met at the 48. So.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, what do you mean? I wasn't nice to you?
Much lower.
Well, I knew you. I was talking about people that I had never really talked to extensively before.
Okay, yeah. Work your way out of that one.
Well, you're just creating drama where there was no drama.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The second nicest person at the 48, so.
Aww.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3115 of the BFO for right the 17th of June 2020. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to have an episode of The Gays. It was recorded at the Colon 8 with Grandma Time. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. I've got 3 days of celebrations of exiting the birth canal to shove into a 2-pound box. Y'all, today, the 17th, y'all, you know him from the, but first, a little show, and y'all just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. Y'all, it's Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Big Fatty, we love Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. We do indeed. And y'all, then on Saturday, we have David in Denver. You know, David passed away a few years ago, but he was one of the makers of the hammer saw for Big Fatty. And y'all, also on Saturday, it is the Fuzz Bear. That's Frequencies. Big Fatty, we love the Fuzz Bear and David in dinner. And y'all, then Monday's little show is pre-recorded, and I'm not going to be able to mention this on Monday, but Monday is Brenda Boo's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, we love Brenda Boo! And y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a hell of a lot of cake. At the Colon Aid for tonight's annual crema dinner with Big Fatty. And we have in attendance tonight, we have George in Atlanta. We have the number one fan of the BFO for 2019. That's Tim, terminally single Tim. We have Travis. We have Eric. Eric's waving his hands. Eric came to Pride 48 this year for the first time. We have Peter Potamus. We have Jonathan. We have Tommy. This is Tommy. Tommy's losing his colonnade virginity tonight. And we have the gay country boy, Wes. Say hi, Wes.
Hi.
And y'all, George in Atlanta has brought this recording device. By the way, it fucked up. It fucked up earlier. It's not where I said that the recording device fucked up earlier.
It did fuck up. Well, one of the microphones fucked up.
Well, right. But anyway, so I'm wearing the micro hoist, but I'm going to pass this around to everyone at the table and let them tell what they've got going on for crema and what they think of having to get together with Big Fatty every year at this time. And then you have to tell him what to say, okay? And first up is...
Interesting to see what
right. The last person will say, well...
telephone. You know, well, yeah, I'm sorry?
What was that game?
It's telephone. Uh-huh. Well, this is Microhoist.
Oh, it's Microhoist.
We're going to play Microhoist, and first up is George.
Hey, kids. Welcome to the gays. We're honored to be part of the... Is it the gays? G-A-Z-E, right? Yeah.
No, G-A-Z-E.
I believe the instructions were to say what we got going on for Christmas and how festive it is to gather once a year with the gays and the grays at the Colonnade.
Right.
We were trying to calculate earlier what year this is. We think it might be the 10th year. I think it's only my 8th year. But we think Wes and the group started in 2009. I wasn't here until 2011. Well, that's when Wes introduced me to podcasting. I thought it was a video. I was like, I don't want to be on a video. And he laughed at me. He said, it's not a video, you dumbass. It's audio. He didn't say dumbass. He would never call anybody a dumbass.
No, never.
Never. He's pure as the driven
Unless
snow.
Unless you're a dumbass. He'll call you
with,
a dumbass.
With some yellow streaks.
Anyway, nothing going on for Christmas. I think I'm going to be local. I am going to New York Thursday. I'm going to see some Big Apple and some New York associated stuff. And I'm looking forward to the rest of this year. Now, next up we have, he has been gone. He's been absent for a minute. It is terminally single Tim. Tim, the question is, what do you got going on for Christmas? And what do you think about the annual gathering of the gays and the grays?
Well, I'll start with the second one first. If I don't get a sweet tea up in here, I'm going to whoop some ass. I'm over a modulating. So, our wait person has not come over in 5 minutes and brought me no sweet tea or any bread. I'm just saying. As for Christmas, nothing going on Christmas. It's good to see the fat one. When my number one fan in rain ends, well, I only have another month or so. But I'm also pushing the underwear, so if you need underwear, hit Big Fatty up. I'm going to tell him all about it so he can tell you about my new store. I had to push that out there. Okay, next up is Travis.
I don't have anything going on for Christmas, and this is probably my favorite gathering of the year.
Okay, what are we talking about here?
What you've got going on for Christmas.
And what?
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Eric, and George is telling me what I'm supposed to talk about now.
What do you got going on for Christmas?
Hey, guys, what's the deal?
Okay, we're going to do orders now, so.
I have to add a check, and I'll be right with you.
Okay, she needs a few more minutes. I am currently managing a remodel on my house and then going to my in-laws in a few weeks.
That's what you're doing for Christmas?
Yes.
And what do you think about the annual gays and grays?
It's food, and there's people, and we'll talk. And I don't get to use my phone.
Introduce our next guest.
And next is Peter, my husband.
Sorry for any rattling done on the microphone. Hi, I'm Peter. I've been going to this, I think, since its inception in, 1902 or whenever we started doing this thing. But, yeah, this is the second year I managed to bring my husband, Eric, with me. I used to have a podcast a long time ago as Apollonius, and I may be starting that up soon with my friend Katie. You probably met both of them if you were at New Orleans. Otherwise, I'm going to be going to my parents probably the weekend before Christmas to hang out. We're all suffering some weird health stuff that we're working through, but we're recovering and it'll be good. So I will hand it over to the next one.
Yay!
What do you think of the annual gays and grays?
Hi, my name is John. I am one third of the relationship of the gay country Wes. You may have heard my drunken ass probably 2 years ago making a guest appearance. And for Christmas, actually, my parents are coming down to Atlanta to spend some time with the three of us. We are hopefully going to be hosting a Christmas dinner. Pray for us, please, because we're not the greatest of cooks, but oh well, it happens. And the gays and grays, it's a good turnout. A little slow on the food take, but I have yet to gnaw off my right hand, so that's a plus. And to my right is another third of the Gay Country West's lovely relationship, Tommy.
Thanks for the intro.
Hi, guys. My name is Tommy. I'm a Pisces. I like long walks on the beach. And for Christmas this year, I'll be spending it with John's parents. They're coming down from Pittsburgh. It's going to be great. It's going to be kind of awkward, like it is every time, but I love them both dearly. Also, I'm having a Christmas with my parents as well. It's going to be just equally as awkward, but less fun. And for the gays and grays, they weren't kidding. Gay and gray. It's all around me in every direction. I'm the youngest person here by a significant margin, and that's okay with me, because I'm living my truth. So, the person to my right is a beautiful, beautiful silver fox of a man who's ordering mac and cheese with his dinner at a fancy restaurant. Give it up for Wesley Baugh, the gay crunchy boy.
Wait a minute, before you...
Wait.
Tommy, I understand that you're hilarious.
I do my best. It's effortless, but also a lot of responsibility.
It really is.
I know, right? Sometimes you just have to carry an entire conversation.
Can you tell us about the bidet beignet?
The bidet beignet? It's a really interesting concept, because I'm obsessed with foreign toilets. It, instead of cleaning you, it just takes the pastry and shoves it right up your ass. If you weren't already cream-filled before that point, there we go. You are set for the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, everyone. It's Gay Country Wes. Just sitting here with my family... that has grown. We've had additions and subtractions, and sometimes the subtractions are even the people sitting here. The gays and the grays. I mean, it's exactly what it is. It's the old timey restaurant that still has the crackers and butter on the table.
I looked
it up. And you get a mint when you go out the door.
That's
an after dinner mint.
I feel like a fancy woman.
Yeah. We all feel like fancy women here.
You are a fancy woman.
Christmas with the other two. And,
John's lovely parents.
It's John's parents, yes. But the best part is being able to spend it with two of the most wonderful people. So I'm being told to shut the fuck up. So
Popovich, you are not the father.
Sometimes I feel like the father.
Well, but you're giving birth, right?
All the time.
Right. Food babies. All right, y'all, we're going to just take a little break here, and we'll be back in a minute. Y'all, I've been told that I need to clip this on.
Maybe that's vulgar.
We're just going to record me for the rest of the meal, and we haven't ordered yet.
I'm having nuts tonight. That's
George,
what I'm having.
Just out of curiosity, how are the nuts this year?
They're salty.
Uh-huh.
They're buttery.
Uh-huh.
And they linger
on the tongue.
That's what he said.
What did he say? I didn't hear what he said.
They linger on the tongue.
Linger on the tongue. Okay.
That was stripper name.
Linger on the tongue?
Yeah.
Linger on.
Have you heard?
The tongue.
Have you heard from
who?
The center of the sun?
Take it straight from the center of that.
Vera?
Yes.
Vera pops up every once in a while on the...
Does she know that we love her and we miss her? Him? Sorry.
She does, and she's still not coming back.
God damn it.
Okay.
But
she's still too busy watching Father Knows Best Home for Christmas. All right, it's time to order. All right, listen up. Time to order. Well, I think my phone is in this bag here somewhere.
Isn't your phone in there?
Oh, my phone is over there. No, I'm not touching the phone.
That's a nice try, Virgin.
A nice try, George.
Why aren't you touching the phone?
Well, y'all, we have a tradition here at the Colonnade Dinner is that the first thing we do is we stack our cellular telephonic devices in the center of the table, and the first person that touches them before the checks come pays for the whole table. Y'all, I'm getting ready to order. I want fried pork chops, rice and gravy, and fried okra. Just some ice water, please. Thank you.
the fried chicken, white meat, blue cheese on the salad, and turnip greens, water, and I'll need some hot sauce too.
Oh, I got some hot sauce for you.
Yeah.
It's spicy. It may be a little metallic. Oh, I can't touch the phone to show you Nick's picture.
All those in favor of the suspension of the rules?
Well, I would show you Nick's picture, but I can't touch my phone because that's the rule.
When she gets finished with the orders, we are gonna.
We can
call,
do that under
call the question.
No, I think we'll wait and do that under the colonnade sign.
Okay.
How's that?
Are we amending an amendment?
No,
or something?
No. I think that's a bad precedent. Put some nuts in your mouth. Y'all, they're all enjoying having my salty nuts.
There's a lot of bad presidents right now.
Oh.
Well, at least one.
That's
we have one bad president.
That's.
Oh, you said precedent.
Yes. Very similar, but very different.
That's very different.
Very different.
Playing the part of Poodle tonight is.
Larry.
Everybody's getting fucking shit.
Everybody is. Who?
You want to say hello to Romo, who's not with us?
Who?
His name is Romo.
Who? Romo, we miss you terribly. We also miss Rodan and Gambit.
I know. They did
so,
1 year? Was it 1 year or 2 years?
I think they came 2 years.
Okay.
And there's a possibility, the last I heard, the possibility was that Kyle in the Hawaii is moving to Atlanta.
What?
It's unheard of. Y'all, we've just completed our meal, as you could hear me belching it up there. A second ago, and I had the fried poke chops, and they are substantial poke chops. Absolutely delicious. I could only eat one of the poke chops.
Well, it's the size of your head, so.
Well, it is. This will be a very special episode of The Gaze, because I ain't editing it.
This year we're going to raise.
That should be entertaining.
Right. Oh, here come the french fries.
The one on Mantel.
Okay, George has just burned the inside of his mouth, and he didn't learn anything because he stuck it right back in there with some cool ranch dressing. Is that ranch?
Okay.
I've never seen someone so excited to have french fries and look so miserable eating them. They're good though.
So we're going to raise.
Oh, I thought you were saying that about me. Okay.
We're going to raise.
All right. So anyway, thank you all for coming tonight. It was lovely. It was lovely to have you. Aww. Okay. Here come the checks. Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. Oh, dear. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely fright. And y'all, it's MLK weekend. Y'all, this would normally be a leather weather weekend, but alas, all good things must come to an end, including today's little show. Yes, me fatty. Y'all, I want to send a special thanks to George in Atlanta for recording that and putting it all together to fit into a little show. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, since I can't mention her birthday on Monday, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show was Brenda Boo, formerly of Lots. So, Brenda, anything to say?
The second nicest person at the deal. 48, so. Aww.
Big Fatty, as much farting as you do, no wonder you're number two. Big.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.